Okay, there's a series of questions here from Rupamati about Maivadis and Maivad philosophy. And she starts with a letter from Srila Prabhupada in 1970, where he was writing to express that he was very concerned about Maivadi sannyasis in the society. I mean, that's a long story, long history that I won't get into, but it is history. And then she also quotes myself saying that the desire to enjoy in this material world is symptomatic of our being sannyasis. And thereafter she has questions. Okay. Why is enjoyment synonymous with being a Mayavadi? Well, because Ekala Ishwara Krishna. Krishna is the only controller. Krishna is the only enjoyer. And when we also want to enjoy, be independent enjoyers, controller enjoyers, then in essence, we're saying that we're Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer, A equals B. We want to be enjoyers, B equals C. That means that A also equals C. That means that we are Krishna. And we're not Krishna. So that's the Mayavad implication of sense gratification, being in this world, Krishna Bahimukha, and that we turn away from Krishna in order to sort of languish here in this place of suffering. Okay, now to the questions. Okay, she says, how can you recognize the symptoms of Mayavadis? Well, from this general description I gave, more or less anyone who we see around us has some of those characteristic traits. Devotees are trying to overcome them, having realized the shortcomings of sense gratification, and we've also adopted the correct philosophy to correct that, is that there is only one enjoyer, and we're accepting the fact that we're his servants. However, in today's world of yoga, religion, philosophy, spiritualism, so on, there are so many people who have so many Mayavadi conceptions, and that we're all part of some one larger spiritual energy. Ultimately, we're all one. God is impersonal. It's more or less everything is all tainted until people actually accept that God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are still tinges of Mayavad philosophy. So it's out there, and you can recognize it by what people say and how people deny, either in a philosophical way or by their personal behavior, the unique divinity and personality of Godhead. Okay, now, so is it possible to call a devotee who's chanting Hare Krishna Mayavadi? Well, it's possible if that's what they are. Now, she gives an example. If someone has accepted a guru from another sampradaya, does that make them a Mayavadi? No. Why would that make them a Mayavadi? It isn't that Mayavadi is a general title that we give to anyone who doesn't agree with us. Mayavadi means that they have, as we're saying here, this misconception of what the nature of the absolute truth is and what the nature of liberation is really all about. So, no, that's not a proper sampradaya. But she gives this, I don't know where this comes from, but example that what about a devotee who sees Krishna in everyone's heart and then calls everyone Krishna? Now that's Mayavadi philosophy, and that's really foolish philosophy. I don't know how anyone would, any devotee in their right mind would come up with something like that. Just because Krishna's in everyone's heart doesn't make everyone's Krishna. Krishna's in a frog's heart, that doesn't make a frog Krishna, or Krishna a frog. Similarly, I'm right now sitting inside this building. I don't think anyone's going to call this building Shivaram Swami. They're pretty clear that I'm not this building. So why to do that? People have names, because not only is are we all God's servant, is not only is Krishna's everyone's heart, but Krishna is also different from everything. So, Mayamidam tatat sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani. Krishna says, I'm in everything, but I'm not in everything. So just because Krishna is present everywhere, that doesn't mean that everything is Krishna. And that can be clearly understood if someone studies the beginning of the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, that was a no-no. What is the key to clean Mayavad mentality? We serve. The more that we serve, the more we engage in devotional service with the idea of pleasing Krishna, then the more we become purified, and by becoming purified, we become purified of everything. All other impurities that may be present within the heart, be they Mayavad or otherwise, whether we recognize them or don't recognize them. So that's the wonder of devotional service. And finally she asks, is there a way to purify Mayavad? Is it possible to become free from Mayavad? It is. The association of Vaishnavas, pure devotees, by developing faith in the teachings of Vaishnavas, by engaging in their service, even a Mayavadi can give up the Mayavadi mentalities. And of course, a good example of that is Prakashananda Saraswati, and how ultimately he, as well as all the other 60,000 Vaishnavas of Benares, sannyasis, Mayavadi sannyasis of Benares, they all became Vaishnavas. So they all turned to Vaishnavism. Why? Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association. They developed faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and teachings. And by chanting Hare Krishna, then they became fully cleansed. So what was possible then is also possible now. And the example of that is us. We're here. So we're also Mayavadis, and many of us had those type of Mayavad leanings, if not explicit Mayavad philosophy that everything's one, we're all God. It was certainly very popular in my time. How were we able to give that up? Well, by the association of devotees, faith in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, Maha Mantra, Prasadam, all of these things are enable to bring all kinds of Mayavadis around. But they need to want to wake up. When they don't want to wake up, then it becomes even more difficult. But even expert preachers, they can even affect the change in the most difficult impersonalists. Hare Krishna.